Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show, proud station sponsor. I'm Sally Barker. Each week, I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise. Joining me on the show today is Pauline Bright from Bright Business. How are you, Pauline?
Fantastic. Thanks, Sally.
Now, we had a great chat last week. Now, today we're going to talk about how to maximise the value of your business. Now, how important is it for you to understand the value of your business to start off with?
Well, a lot of people go into business to buy themselves a job. And sort of that's the starting point, really. But if you look at your business as an investment, then it's a totally different perspective because it's supposed to give you a return as well. So not only should it pay you good money to be working in it, but it also should be increasing in value as you go so that at the end point, at some point, every business is for sale, every business that it comes to an end. And if you understand that at the beginning, you can start to build the value into it so that it can be sold or it can be run under management or whatever. It's a different mindset completely.
Yes. Instead of buy, I like that term. Don't buy yourself a job because that's what a lot of people do when they leave full-time employment to start their own business. They are ultimately thinking, well, I'm just going to buy myself a job. I'll be my own boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not always as easy as they think it is either. No. So they haven't. They might be good at the technical work of their business, but they've never really thought about the marketing and the sales and the processes and managing people. And they end up doing jobs that they don't particularly like. They go into business because they wanted to be an accountant or a doctor or whatever, and then all of a sudden decide that or discover that they're doing things they don't like, people management and process management. So it's important to know what you are actually building. What did you set out to do?
And look at it as an investment rather than buying the job, as you said.
Yes.
So let's talk about the parallels of property and business. Okay, so what does that mean?
So if you think about a business, if you bought a business, let's think about buying real estate. Would you be buying a renovator's delight? So a lot of really astute business people can go in and look at a business and think, there's so many things I can change here, so many things I can actually grow this business. So you can look at it as a fixer-upper, if you like. Or you can look at it as something like a build-on, an addition. So it's already good, it's got potential, but you could actually make it better and get more, realise more of the investment potential out of it. Or you could even look at having a business where, so this is when you get into franchising, licensing, things like that, you look at it as a block of units. So I could buy a block of units, it's set and forget, I get the rent income, I don't really have to have much to do with it, in which case you're an investor in your business, you're not the worker in your business.
Right. Okay. So that's another important thing to think about for our next point, scale versus growth.
Yes.
That's where it sort of works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And a lot of people are growing businesses. So, and there's nothing wrong with growing a business. That's brilliant if you want a job in your business. That's fine. But a growing business means that you constantly need to invest more capital into it. You need to invest more of your time and energy. So if you took the example of, an accounting firm. To grow an accounting firm, you need more people to do the work, you need more desks, more computers, more space, more of everything. So what you get in extra income will also be spent on extra costs. So the difference, though, if you scale a business, you can look at a business, and this is where the disruptor process comes in as well. You can look at the business and go, how could I make this business run better, smoother, without injecting more capital into it? So I might look at a business and go, I could take some of that IP that's in the business and I could license that and I could sell it to, for example, other accountants. So I'm looking at it very differently and I'm not spending any more money, but I'm unlocking the potential. So I'm actually making more money without spending my own time and my own energy and my own money.
Because I think that's what a lot of small business owners think, to increase the or maximise the business, we have to put more money in terms of growing the business rather than looking at how can we scale rather than grow.
And it's a thought process more than anything else. It's about understanding, talking about genius and understanding what your genius is. And if your genius is in creativity, for example, then you could look at a business and think there's more potential here. And if this industry has been disrupted, then where do we go from here? You know, there's opportunities, even though disruption is a bad thing in the sense that, you know, you look at it as it will cripple an industry. it also opens up doors as well.
Mm.
So if you think about it, you could probably do more with a business than you're currently doing just by thinking differently and taking some different actions and, you know, really educating yourself and working out who's in my network that can help with this stuff as well.
So what about you have an established business and you'd like to, let's use the word grow, and you don't have the capital to put back into the business? What about getting investors in? Is that still the same sort of thing?
Yes, it is. It is in the sense that you are asking people to invest in your business with an expectation of return on their investment.
Mm.
But you could get other people to invest in your business in the sense of being able to grow and scale. So investing in someone who can help you invest in technology, for example. But it's whatever the method is, if you're going to grow it and it requires lots more capital, then you have to work out, how do I get a return on that investment? If I'm spending more money, how am I going to make more money to pay back that investment, pay back that investor, and help them make more money? But there's so many other ways you can make money in business. You can go crowdfunding, you can do all sorts of interesting things that help you make money. So it's not just a matter of, you know, going cap in hand to the bank anymore. There's lots of ways you can get money.
Mm. And I guess you don't want to be giving away too much of your business.
No, that's right. And some people like to bring in a business partner and for the capital investment that they can bring to a business. But you've got to make sure that there's a nice synergy between partners too, because I've seen a lot of partnerships go sour because they don't have a values match. They're not heading in the same direction.
Mm, that's very important. Mm. Well, let's talk about, we're talking about growing and scaling, but starting with the end in mind.
Yes, and most people don't.
Mm.
So it's more a case of, okay, I've got myself a job, I'm going to do this for the next 20 years. The entrepreneurial people think, how can I turn this into something else? How can I double it, you know, do whatever else I can do with the business?
And then flip it.
Buy, sell, flip, all sorts of things. There's so many different options. But if you start with the end, you don't have to have the final picture in your mind. All you have to think about is, have I bought myself a job for life? Or am I interested in having this business as passive income at some stage? And there's no such thing as pure passive income. You'll still do some input. Mm. But having it run out of management. Or am I buying this or starting this so that I can get in on a fad and then I can flip it when I wanted to get out? So it's really about your strategy. What are the things that you do really well? What do you like to do? Because I was talking to someone yesterday and theirs was very much a model of, I'm going to do this. But they're a high creator. I said, you're going to get bored. You know, you can see there's 12 months into this, you'll get bored. So what will you do when you get bored?
Mm. Yeah, that's a very good point. So it's the same sort of thing, though. So before you leave your job, before you start that business, think about the end. What do you plan to do with the business?
Yes. And whether, you know, if you're going to make it a nice little boutique business, then have that as your model.
Mm.
If you're going to have an international business, have that as your model. You'll know, instinctively, you'll know what's right for you as a person.
So should you get some help?
Oh, always. Yes. And the best time to get help is before you start your business.
Mm.
So that someone can ask you all the right questions first so that you know what you're getting into. And sometimes you don't see what you don't see. You've got blind spots.
Yeah, you might think, well, in 2 months, that's it. But
yes.
Realistically, if you do have a consultant coming in, they might have your timeline, you know, 12 to 18 months down the track.
And they say there's no unrealistic goals, only unrealistic timelines.
Mm.
So a lot of people want to jump in quick, make a lot of money and jump out again.
Okay.
But it's not always the case. It doesn't always.
Well, you have
like
to weigh up how much money you're sinking into it, don't you?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, yeah. So it's very important to be clear from the get-go. Also, we did speak in the last episode about knowing your genius. So working out, like you said with that other person, you know, are you going to get bored in this? Is it something that you do have to set yourself a very short-term goal?
Yes. And if you understand that, if you're the sort of person that loves to have continuity and stability, then that's a good thing to have, and knowing that, but you also got to think about, if my business gets disrupted, what would I do?
Mm.
So a business these days is not necessarily a business for life.
Mm.
Just understanding that you understand what the life cycle of a business is.
And that's also talking about taking a personal check as well, because, you know, you might have different responsibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look at the most people who start business these days are women. And so women are coming out of corporate and starting businesses in their genius and then realising that they didn't understand all the other parts of it, because in corporate someone else was taking care of the marketing and the sales and the this and the that. Mm-hmm. So yes, you do need that sort of help at the start to understand what you're actually stepping into, because it destroys me to see people start, you know, really intelligent, hardworking people. They start a business and they fail because they just didn't get enough advice or help, or they didn't see the pitfalls, didn't see it coming.
Are there any courses you'd recommend people take before they do that? You know, how to set up a business would be a great one, you know. Yeah. What are your legal obligations, you know?
Yes.
Reporting requirements.
Look, I think for a start you do need, you know, you need people on your team. So, of course, I'd always recommend a business coach. Mm. But have a really good relationship with your accountant as well, and find out what they're offering. And most accountants these days are having to offer more business advisory services. Mm. But basically, educate yourself on whatever you want, and you don't have to have an MBA. It's not necessary to start a business. It's nice if you've got one, but it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of... I would really cherry-pick courses of the things that you really think you need to know and get some advice of what you think you need to know.
Okay, wonderful. And there's lots of places we can go.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But be smart. Don't just jump in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Pauline Bright from Bright Business, proud station sponsor.
Thank you.